Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says the governor's proposal to give the state's district attorneys more power to investigate and prosecute bribery cases is a good first step towards systematic reform.
These are what we would call the low-hanging fruit. This is what he can do fairly quickly and probably get bipartisan support in the legislature, and that is giving local DAs more power, increasing penalties.
Up until now, there has been little appetite among state lawmakers to strengthen New York's notoriously lax laws against public corruption. The majority of the corruption cases brought against state lawmakers have been initiated by federal prosecutors, largely due to the federal Theft of Honest Services statute. The two most recent cases brought by the U.S. attorney involve former state Senate leader Malcolm Smith. He's accused of trying to bribe his way onto the New York City mayoral ticket, and Assemblyman Eric Stevenson. He's charged with accepting bribes in exchange for writing a bill to benefit the owners of an adult daycare center, among other things. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara called the cases examples of a show-me-the-money culture in Albany. Bartoletti says the arrests of the state legislators may finally motivate lawmakers who aren't corrupt to stand up and take action before they are further tainted by the scandals.
We have 213 legislators in this capital. The vast majority of them are good, honest, ethical people who come here to do their constituents' bidding. And they are going to begin to feel, and I've heard some of them say it, they think we're all crooks. And so they have to redeem themselves and the institution.
Karen Scharf with Citizen Action is part of the Fair Elections Coalition, which is advocating for public funding of political campaigns. She says she hopes the governor takes the next step and follows through with plans to overhaul the state's campaign finance system. Scharf says while it may not curb abuses by the current crop of politicians, it will attract a different sort of candidate and representative over time.
First day you start running for office as a candidate, the first thing you have to do is go out and raise large contributions from wealthy people who want something from you. So from day one, you're immediately stuck in this pay-to-play system. We have to change that first if we want to do anything to change this show-me-the-money culture that the U.S. attorney is talking about.
Cuomo has already said campaign finance reform is a top priority for the second part of the legislative session, and he says now his planned reform package could be widened.
We had previously talked about doing campaign finance reform public finance issues, some ethics reforms. I think given the recent events, I think we can put together a more robust reform package.
The governor says he also wants to look at ending the practice of party cross endorsements. Senator Smith, a Democrat, was seeking the required permission of three of New York City's five Republican borough political chairs in order to run on the GOP ballot for mayor. Smith is accused of paying tens of thousands of dollars in bribes to the former Bronx chair and the Queens vice chair of the Republican Party. And there's also the chance that the State Ethics Commission, created by Cuomo and the legislature in 2011, which had somewhat of a rocky start, could be revisited for improvements. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.